Council Speaker Crystalyn Curley sponsored the bill to oust the pair. Nygren has accused Curley of seeking his removal so she can take his place.
All I can say, this is not a political move on my part. This is a necessary step to protect our nation's financial stability.
Two-thirds of the 24-member council must approve, and it's unclear whether Curley has the votes. On Friday, she released 465 pages detailing allegations and hoped for a swift vote while acknowledging that delegates needed time to examine the evidence.
Given the complexity of the issue, the number of alleged violations, and the volume of documents involved, pretty sure that a vote before Thanksgiving is very unlikely. A more realistic timeline would be after the holiday.
That timeline changed Tuesday when a judge granted a motion from Nygren's attorneys to block the bill pending a hearing next month. As for Vice President Montoya, who was elected independently from Nygren, she denies involvement with any of his alleged violations and says he stripped her duties, resources, and budget. One invoice documented a $3,000 loan for travel expenses Nygren said he needed because of an argument with his wife, Apache County Attorney Jasmine Blackwater Nygren. He also spent $3,000 renovating his Apache County home and borrowed nearly $1,200 renting tables and chairs for his daughter's birthday party. Another $6,000 went directly to his then chief of staff, Patrick Sandoval, to cover car repairs. Sandoval also got a loan to gift Nygren a $1,500 birthday present. It's unclear, according to the receipts, whether anything has been paid back. When asked, Nygren's staff reiterated he would not comment on any specifics. For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Piatrazio.